Watson Hall presents.
Fudge on the Fly, A Corpse's Kiss. With Riddles as the GM.
Not in a Legally Binding sense. Right, come on then, let's do some
right, okay,
of this.
So we
got a character sheet, got a pencil, even got dice.
I haven't got my fudge die. Dice.
Solid metal fudge dice so that I could probably kill a man with.
I am deciding whether to use my pink fudge dice or my 12-sided fudge dice.
A choice of two. How quaint.
Well, no, because they're the only ones I could be bothered to get out, because me green ones and me... oh, God, there's a lot in there. I'm going to shut it around. Quite a lot of the ones in there are fudge. Oh, I recognise those dice.
Yes, these are the ones marked.
I could have gone for orange.
Tracked down for it. It's incredibly hard to find in the whole of Expo, and it's three aircraft hangars full of dice cellars.
Yeah. And we found it in All Rolled Up, I think it was, wasn't it?
I think it was All Rolled Up.
They have the weirdest little shit thing. Things like, not in a shit in a bad way, good
no.
shit.
Hmm. What good shit has this?
That's
shit
a sort of testimonial they just can't put on the site, you know.
No. It's probably a good thing. Right, okay, so I'm afraid you are going to be listening to an awful lot of dribble from me tonight, because I'm running the game. We are running fudge, but we are not just running any old form of fudge. We are running, what the hell is it properly called, John?
Fudge on the Fly.
Fudge on the Fly?
That's the word I'm looking for.
Which isn't as revolting as it sounds.
No, so... But the idea is that we will build the world together. Now that sounds horrifically.
It doesn't sound very wonky,
Hawley. It sounds quite
forge-like and
story gamey.
Yes, it does sound quite story gamey. However, it generally isn't, because it's us lot, and story gamey requires some form of sense and modicum of non-stupidity, so we're pretty safe.
I would argue, but no, carry on, you're the GM.
Okay, so has anybody got a genre they are desperate to play?
Victorian something. I know that's not a genre, but
something Victorian.
I could go with some Victorian.
Victorian, okay. So, do we want to go sort of high Victorian or steampunky, or shall we just see how we get on?
Silence.
You see, that was me not saying anything because I don't want to monopolise, and there's you two shutting up like clams.
Oh, I can open my clam up.
Oh, God.
Clam away.
I like the idea of upper class Victoria. I was thinking about Artful Dodgering it, but I think I do like the idea of. No, we've done that too much, though, haven't we? I don't know. Jim, over to you.
I think leaning slightly towards Victorian as opposed to steampunk.
Okay, cool. So, can everybody roll me the fates, or in other words, roll your fudge dice.
All four,
please, because we want to see who is most guided by the powers that be. One,
two. I've won.
And if you want to play along at home, you can go to fudgerpg.com, where there's a dice roller on the site.
Which is actually occasionally incredibly useful when you haven't even got a D6. Haven't even got a D6 to your hands. Which is
What's wrong with you if you haven't got a D6? Yeah. Come on. I'm sorry if you're listening and haven't. Also, just to be clear, if you are playing along at home, in no way will any roles you make influence this game, which has already happened. I'm sorry.
That's not really how I was thinking. I thought they would just play along. Didn't say it was exactly interactive. They could just play along.
What, like, play along or you'll get it in the tits, kind of, that kind of...
Okay.
Absolutely not.
Okay.
So, we meet our intrepid heroes. We are in a carriage that is being pulled by some horses. It is going through the countryside on not the nicest of roads, but then again, it is it's Victorian England, so it's probably slightly better than 2020's asphalt, but let's push that to one side.
I certainly don't want my asphalt in this carriage.
Indeed, indeed. So, you are on a postal
diplomatic
carriage.
Mission?
No, you're on one of the postal carriages. So, if you're inside, you are one of the creme de la creme. You have paid probably over a guinea just for the sake of a slightly uncomfortable, not very well sprung bench to be bounced up and down. However, if you are on the at the front, you possibly are either the driver
or a horse.
Unlikely to be not that quite. No, we're still on the carriage. We're not.
I see. Sorry. I was getting ahead of you.
Or you could be, or indeed you could be the driver's mate, who will probably be holding a blunderbuss.
A French philosopher, if you're putting the horse before Descartes.
Ah.
Sorry, Mark, but you should have known it was going to be like this.
Indeed. So that's fine. Don't worry about it. It's all
character dead.
Bye. So you could be one of the staff, or you could also be one of the, you've paid a shilling and you are gripping onto the roof where the luggage is, which, considering it's drizzling, isn't great. On the other hand, it beats walking. Okay, so Nick, choose where you would like to be. You could all be in the same place, by the way. There is room. There's room on my cart for three.
Don't, because now I'm thinking of Rolf Harris.
Yeah. Well, there's a limit to where you should go with that.
Exactly. I am clinging to the roof for dear life. My threadbare, worn, once very well acquainted, but now worn and tattered, clothes around me with holes, patched holes, and boots with holes in. Like, cling to the roof.
I'm kind of getting the feel of, you are probably not a fox, but the fox from Pinocchio.
Is that a fox?
It is a fox, isn't it?
I don't know. I haven't seen Pinocchio.
There is a fox in Pinocchio. Kind
of, yeah,
fox.
But who's one of the ones who...
he's a villain.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah, but he's basically all wearing kind of worn out bits and pieces, but he pretends to be a toff.
Yes, exactly that sort of character, yes.
Indeed.
Oh, in fact, it's clear that he was a toff, if anyone ever gives him the chance.
There we are. Yes. There we are. That's quite a nice little picture. You can see the tattered hat. So,
except I am not an anthropomorphised canid.
Yet.
Well, a man can dream, can't he?
I mean, you could be. In no way does that stop it from being High Victorian.
I would not like to be an anthropomorph.
Okay, that's fine.
I am a hybrid whale man. Okay. No, I'm not. I'm just a once portly gentleman who is now run to thinness.
I'm at the wanting to be run to thinness, but I am that portly gentleman. So you are on the roof. You are holding on. Start having to think of why you are there. Start having to think of where you are going to and where you are coming from.
How about you decided to end it all and threw yourself from a bridge?
I love it.
No.
That was 15 miles back and you still haven't said a word.
Yeah.
Is this heaven?
No. It really is.
Devon, possibly.
Why does it smell so damp? Still suits.
Thought it'd be more brimstone.
You are going through one of the shires, you're not quite sure which. So John Shim, are you inside? Are you outside?
Oh, yes. Very much inside.
Oh, you are an inside man. So
you're assuming I'm a man.
Well, okay, you're an inside person.
I'm an inside man in this case, person. Having recently so convincingly played a young lady, I think I should go back to my unconvincing portrayal of men.
Indeed. Indeed. So, we did like Tiffany.
Balls.
We did.
Balls by name, kick'em by nature.
But not wank'em, which is where Roger is.
Hmm. Ah, oh, dear. Okay, so, again, think while you're there. Think, well, you know, there is an oil lamp dangling on a gimbal. It is kind of bouncing around in a way that you really are not 100% certain is safe, but you've been on these things before, and you haven't really heard of any of them actually setting fire per se. So there we are.
Very reassuring.
Yeah. Shim, how about
that's because there were no survivors, you see.
Shim, how about you?
I am likewise on the roof. My clothes were never fine. They were always relatively cheap. Not poverty clothes, but, you know, inexpensive. And I think I probably have a waxed cape, a waxed cloak wrapped around me, an umbrella, with the air of someone who has had to do this before.
Possibly not a parasol, but I think that might be a little bit anachronistic, but maybe a hood.
Maybe a big hat.
When are we set then?
You tell me. It's Victorian.
Well, no, if you're saying something's anachronistic, because, I mean, an umbrella wouldn't be, but...
When was the parasol? Because the parasol came across...
Chinese, wasn't it?
Yeah, and then shifted
to... That was early Victorian, wasn't it? Or even late?
But the guy who got arrested all the time for carrying on. Let me just see if I can find his name.
Jack the Umbrella.
Well, the Egyptians had him.
Umbrella Jack.
No, he wasn't Umbrella or anything, but he basically got, you know, horse manure and stuff thrown at him and he got shouted off the streets. Because of the Umbrella, yes. He was the man who sort of invented it for the modern age.
A good job he had an umbrella with him, then, really.
They existed in the 17th century.
By 1788, they seem to have been accepted.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
Steel ribbed umbrella, 1852.
Oh.
I don't think I've got one of those.
The parapluie began to appear in the 1660s, and they were waxed fabric.
I'm going to say...
I can't find the guy's name who was regarded as...
They had frames of wood or baleen, but these devices were expensive and hard to fold. No, no. Probably not, then. Mm. It's probably just
in that
wax
case,
cloak
I,
and a big hat.
While I cling to the top, I am sipping an umbrella with a little cocktail in it. Oh, I fucked that up.
No, I like the idea of an upside down umbrella with this tiny little puddle of fruity drink in the bottom there.
It's marvellous.
Ah, here we go. Jonas Hanway.
That bastard.
Said to have carried an umbrella for 30 years. He died in 1786, so it's reckoned he used it roughly 1750.
And
apparently, whenever people went out with an umbrella, John MacDonald relates that in 1770 he used to be addressed as Frenchman, Frenchman, why don't you call a coach whenever he went outside with an umbrella? So no, you've probably not got one. Well, maybe.
Yeah, well, it's our world. Maybe that. Maybe.
Yeah, I think a few years earlier,
and
you would have
of
been.
This parallels the earlier introduction of the umbrella.
Yeah, no, it's definitely been introduced. It's whether you'd sit on top of a coach with one, really. But are we early in Victoria's reign or later on? I mean, it's quite commonplace
early-ish.
Later.
We're early-ish because, to be honest, if it was later on...
You want the colourful trousers.
If it was later on, you wouldn't be... you'd be on a train rather than...
I'd still got coaches, but, yeah, train would mostly...
So, anyway, you have an umbrella.
Mm-hmm. That is second hand then.
Mm-hmm.
Probably broken.
Get a sword in it.
Yes, they're still legal, obviously. Bastards. So.
The hell?
Of all the things to hold a grudge over.
Concealed weapons are unfortunately, a very, very, very bad thing. And unfortunately, His Majesty's government have realised that and have banned most of them.
Well, it was Her Majesty's government banned the sword cane, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was about, what was that, 40, 50 years ago? It's not as long as you think, but it's longer than I thought.
It isn't the last complete and utter travesty of a set of legislation, but it is one before that. Right,
hint of a grimace there.
Yeah, okay. So, you are all travelling. It is raining because it is Britain. It is, let us say, approaching... the winter months, so it is.
You may not live through the journey.
So it is. It is dark. You can have my chair. It is. Miserable. It is cold, but not too cold. You are all looking forward to the inn, which is, let us say, another hour away. Where hot toddies will wait.
Sir, may I trouble your conscience and beseech you to share your cloak under this dreadful visitation from above, sir?
Huddle up a bit then.
Thank you, sir.
Got to be prepared for this sort of thing, you know.
I'm afraid I travel in haste and less prepared than I would like.
Yeah. Well, these things happen.
Now, would it trouble your conscience further if I slipped my trousers off? No, sorry. Sorry.
You lads, you be careful up there with that there umbrella thing. Don't you be poking any of the luggage.
It would fall apart if it did that.
I think it's the luggage that's in fear of being poked.
So...
Onward, sir. It grows cold and wet.
Meanwhile, inside, John.
In the luxurious expanse.
I'll throw some more coal on the fire and just stoke that.
You are probably sitting there with a muffler.
That's a dreadful nickname for your wife, sir.
Just keeping yourself warm. There are two other people with you. In fact, there are three other people with you. A man
the roof's falling
two on. Ladies.
Oh.
Are either
who have already got to know my Toby, I presume. He's a small Jack Russell type terrier. Currently half under the muffler.
Half, yes, indeed. Keeping you warm.
Oh, yes.
Indeed.
But hopefully not damp.
Don't get excited, Toby.
Indeed. He has merely growled slightly at the elder of the two ladies. The ladies are a mother and daughter, and the man would appear to be a clergy by his garb. So,
just imagining a bishop thing.
The Pope.
Well, we've got the sunroof open so that the mitre can fit.
No. He is a mere vicar.
Oh, thank goodness, none of this Catholic nonsense.
One of the Lake Brethren. That was a mere joke. Those of you who.
Sorry, I was just writing down some character bits and pieces.
Can we edit in a chuckle there?
Why?
Either of them, the dead one or the other guy.
Yeah.
Wow.
To me, soon. To you.
Too soon. No, it's just to me. That was a Chuckle Brothers gag for him.
It was certainly on their level.
Well, anyway. 6 feet under. Anyway,
bloody hell.
You started it.
No, I didn't. You invaded Poland.
Sorry, Mark.
It's fine.
Laser focused tonight.
You are laser focused indeed. So, can everybody make me some form of perception roll? This is a hearing roll, if it matters for those who may or may not be good at hearing. So basically, as always, John, basically what it is you decide where you are going to stick it. Are you going to make it good? I'm afraid, John, however, it is going to be slightly more difficult for your good self because you are inside.
And what do we get? Am I right in thinking we got one superb trait, two great, three good, four fair and five mediocre, is that how it works?
And then all the rest are...
Everything else is poor.
Now, are you using any kind of attribute-like traits, or are you purely using something you regard as a skill?
Just using skills. And obviously, the more general the skill is, the more I am going to basically start pushing it down.
Okay, so if I went for something like an awareness...
That's fine.
Or a sensicurity or something.
If you're going for something like awareness, I would probably say don't have it higher than great. So I wouldn't put it in your superb.
Well, no. Otherwise, I'd be spending the entire time going, wait, what's that? Good heavens, I say, that person's dropped a pin. No, I don't want to spend the eventual like that. Right.
I'm going to have normal hearing, so I guess that's fair.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Do I need to note that down, or do I just roll on fair?
You need to write down the fact that you are... So,
can I have... If I'm calling it here, can I just be normal perception in that case? Rather than...
I think normal is poor, isn't it? Things default to poor unless you assign them to something.
If you want to assign it... Say, if you want it to be fair, that's fine, Nick. But it uses up one of your boxes.
I guess my question is, could I make it more general at the fair level rather than just hearing?
Well, I've just gone for awareness.
Yeah, I've put down perception.
Sense acuity or perception or something like that.
All of these are fine. It's a hearing check I'm wanting to do, but I will be wanting visual checks and so on and so forth later.
Hmm.
So I would say it's probably only going to be if you want one or two of his senses to be notably better than the others.
Okay, I'll think of a name for it later. Just want to be better than yours, but it's going to be zero for hearing and most other things.
Wow. I've got a big fat zero.
Alpha. Ladies and gentlemen, entering the building.
Well played, sir.
Well, needless to say that whatever huge bonus you're going to give me for being inside...
Indeed, yes, indeed.
...isn't going to count for the fact I have rolled -4,
indeed.
Which with my fair awareness is sub-terrible.
Indeed. So, obviously, -4
Ick.
Is...
quite bad.
...is always kind of a botch, if you would.
Well, it's not like my ears have fallen off, is it?
No, your ears haven't fallen off.
Beamed on the head by a moth.
However...
maybe Toby barks at just the wrong time.
Well, it is Toby, but I'm afraid he doesn't bark. I'm afraid at the point where you really needed to be paying attention, I'm afraid he farts like there is no tomorrow.
I will glare at the vicar and cover my nose and sort of look at him and then look at everyone else and raise my eyebrows in shock and then look
everyone,
back.
I'm afraid,
and then you're immediately struck by lightning.
That it came from he who smelt his foot shall forever dealt.
You
but,
little
shit. yeah, I'm afraid. Be glad. He didn't quite follow through, but which, considering he's on your lap, it would have been not great.
Could have directed. Yeah. He's only small. I could have directed him quite easily at someone else.
Yeah, but yeah. So the
I'll just slide the window down. or fold it down, whichever they do at this stage.
Yes, indeed. But either way. There is a frosty, frosty silence inside the carriage. Outside of the carriage, what did people roll?
Zero.
Poor.
Okay.
-2.
Fair, zero.
Okay. So, I probably need to just double check to see what happens with the driver.
Instant death.
No. So, the driver has the opposite of John's look. Because I've just rolled 4 pluses.
It's probably the right way round.
Unfortunately, yeah. He has -12 on his skill.
and...
perspicacity.
And the mate also is aware of what's going on. The driver... For those outside, you can see you're coming up into a wooded area, and the driver suddenly goes, wait, whoa, and he's pulling back on the reins and stuff.
Grab at the side.
Yes.
Thank God, a distraction from the fart.
And the driver's there going, Bert, can you just go and see what's that there on the road?
It's a problem, sir. Some of us have to make time.
I'll try and lean over, see if I can crane my neck enough to.
The driver's mate takes one of the lanterns and steps down from the carriage and basically walks along. And there is, there's a figure lying down on the ground.
Good God.
Bert leans down. I think he's dead, Mr. Jones. Indeed, you are. Indeed, it is Jones the carriage who is pulling you. Well, obviously, it's the horses who are pulling you.
Well, we know where we are now, at least.
So.
As we set off, I heard that familiar
You're not a doctor, are you, friend?
Not in these clothes, I'm not.
I will knock down on the carriage below. I say down there.
Do believe somebody's trying to trick
our attention?
Is
it just the two of us up on the top?
Mm-hmm. There's only the two of you.
We have need of a medical practitioner. Ahead.
Take this brolly. Probably don't call it a brolly. Take this.
Thank you, sir.
I will, simply on the assumption that there aren't many people, I will scramble down and go and
thank you.
Take a look.
As you pass Mr. Jones, Mr. Jones leans over and whispers to you. You just be careful, sir. I've seen these things before where that guy isn't as dead as you think he is.
Mm. I'm going to be leaning out of the window and see something's going on ahead. And I'm sure reach in and just quickly check the revolver that I have in my muffler.
Yeah, I'll
a gentleman
my
never
eyes
travels
around.
Unprepared.
The clergyman,
mm-hmm.
Who has been staring daggers at Toby.
Deliberately name him after the devil, all right? Let's just get that. Let's just clear the air. I'm sure you're glad to hear that.
he raises a rather tremulous voice and says, I have some medical training as part of my
then
profession.
To the road, sir, quickly. There is someone in need of your ministrations.
Is it you?
No.
I will sort of glance around. Does this look like a sort of ambushy type spot?
Do you have any... Okay, so is it one of us, as in we are kind of keen role players, readers of that sort of fiction... And we look around and go, yeah, there's no bloody way that we're we're not going to get ambushed here. Whether we would be or not in reality, in reality is a different thing.
You just look around and think, could there be somebody hiding behind that hillock or that bush?
Yeah, I think
trees?
Just in a very general, are there loads of bushes that someone might be lurking
yes,
in? Or...
I mean, the other thing as well is it is... very, very, very dark. There's the light of the lanterns on the carriage. Basically, there's a lantern on each corner of the carriage, one of which now Bert has carried over. Mr. Jones is kind of peering around. He's very, very aware.
Mm-hmm.
Bert didn't take his blunderbuss with him, rather stupidly. But Mr. Jones has picked it up.
Mm-hmm.
Though he is not pointing it at anything.
You keep an eye out to that side, sir. I'll peep over this way.
Oh, thank you. That's good of you.
Better safe than sorry, eh?
Yes, especially when the lad just goes off and Bert is there going, touches him and goes. Yeah, I don't think he's very well.
Is he cold?
Bright lad, this Bert.
It'd
be a miracle if he wasn't, really, wouldn't it?
I mean, he pokes him and stuff and goes, well, I don't think... Yeah, he don't feel right to me.
You come back here, lad. Come back here.
Meanwhile, the clergyman... Mm-hmm. Has put on his hat,
mm-hmm.
put on his cape, put on his gaiters.
You mean he's clergyman. Changes his superhero identity.
Yeah, he's basically put on. He obviously doesn't want to go out, and he's trying to find every excuse to stay in. But he's run out of excuses,
mm-hmm.
and so open. Excuse me, and he's very apologetic going past the ladies. He's not quite so apologetic going past you and your bloody dog.
Get out the other side if he doesn't want to go past me.
No,
dog.
It is. I'm afraid it is a single-doored carriage.
Well, Meanwhile, I, though it shames me greatly,
it pains me difficultly.
I'm just checking this cloak I've been handed for any kind of hidden pockets or any kind of concealed monetary equipment that I may.
Well, I thought I was giving you the brolly.
Well, you left the cloak, didn't you?
No, I'm wearing that.
Wearing
you
his cloak.
Shit.
What kind of. Kind of a fool goes, right, I just need to go and stand in the rain for a bit. Hold my waterproof
Can't
cloak.
You tell I'm not a well man.
Why? You've got a coat.
That, I think it really occurred to me.
Check the brolly. It might, the brolly might have a hidden drawer or something.
Give me a try on.
I'll take this feminine device.
Mm-hmm. It's not feminine, it's just French.
It's pink.
It's feminine device. On the edge.
It is black like his soul.
Oh, it's a French brolly. Yeah, how positively
God, filthy.
Yeah. So, yeah. If Burke comes back,
well, as you're kind of looking around,
mm-hmm.
kind of staring, kind of at the limit of the lamp light and looking through, the clergyman.
I can't think of him as anyone but clergyman. Yeah.
Try thinking of him as Digimon.
Kind of
if that helps.
Stumbles past, swearing because he puts his foot down into a rut in the road, which is now quite full with water.
Swearing?
Oh,
that's not a real clergyman.
Oh, no, when I say swearing, he is, upon my soul.
Motherfucker.
No, there is no...
Nuns don't work on a Sunday.
he goes over to the body. Shim, you can probably see this the best. He might be your kind of slightly twee, slightly effeminate sort of... Victorian clergy, but a push comes to shove. He holds up his wrist, then puts his hand on his neck, then puts the back of his hand over the nun's mouth.
Gets the mercury ready to insert rectally.
Well, you never know.
Knows business.
No, he actually no. He won't do that.
He's Don't not he
bellows and a cigar
in front of the face.
He's not going to. He's not going to do anything like blow smoke at the guy's arse. He isn't drowned.
Don't know how long he's been out here.
I'm not medical, am I? So.
I just love that. Still one of my all-time favourite things.
Amazing,
about.
Isn't it?
It's no weirder than a cafe enema.
What do you say, me. Reverend?
Well,
Jesus Christ.
I'm
thinking of Mark Heap.
I'm afraid he does close the man's eyelids and pulls out his Bible and bows his head. I'm afraid the man has definitely passed.
Young Bert, swap places with me. You keep an eye out here. I'll head over.
Bert is very keen.
Mm-hmm.
He kind of hands you the lantern, mm-hmm. as your and he's it's bouncing around like a good,
get back there. Someone experienced needs to keep an eye out.
Oh,
see if you can find someone. But
yes, sir. That would be a good thing.
I'll come over to this reverend.
And you hear him muttering as he goes. I've never seen it. Well, we saw me granddad. And he were laid out in the parlour.
Right,
steak through the heart. The mouth full of garlic.
I'll wonder at what sort of person are we looking at?
I think we are looking at somebody who is obviously country folk.
Mm-hmm.
But actually reasonably well dressed. You would have probably
I'm thinking of Carney, isn't it?
Would you
small hands?
Would you like to make me some form of social status roll?
Ooh, let's see. What sort of skill this would be on?
Of etiquette? No.
Etiquette seems good, yeah. I think I am some not particularly well paid profession in a town.
Scribe, like a Jacob Marley?
Maybe, but the sort of thing where you need to know how classy other people are.
Mm.
So I'm going to
have. Jacob Marley or Bob Marley? Bob Cratchit is what I'm thinking.
Bob Cratchit, not Jacob.
It was Jacob, definitely not Bob Marley.
Let's have a look.
Although that could actually get me interested in Dickens.
So that's a good. So I've got some idea, but maybe the fashions here aren't quite what I'm used to.
No, but you would say. This
don't worry about a thing.
Let's not go down the Jamaican route, shall we?
No.
Of our own accord.
He is probably, you would have said, maybe a farmer, maybe somebody of import from one of the villages nearby. They're quite good quality clothes. There's no
what sort of gentleman farmer.
Put it this way, compared to your companion on the roof, I mean, obviously you haven't particularly got holes in your clothes, but your clothes are quite scruffy.
They're just shit.
So Nick's clothes are better, but they're quite worn and have got holes in them. This is probably about the same sort of quality as Nick's clothes, but without the holes, and in fact, they fit him.
Well, it looks like this poor chap must have had some kind of accident, perhaps. But, I mean, we can't leave him here.
No.
I say, will there be much delay?
I wonder if there's a...
I say driver. Driver.
Calling or some such thing. We could...
Yes, your reverendship. Have you got a cloth or
coffin.
Or something that where we
nine
could,
yards of cloth perhaps just lying around?
Do we so, are we using yards in Victoria? Yeah,
do they have something that they put over the
yes
luggage?
We're using yards. All those newfangled yards.
No, yards have been used now for quite a while.
The metric if you'd rather measure invented by me, we just
yes,
haven't gone
we,
for
yes
it.
By the
but
French
we li- yes but we're not French in no way, shape or form. Are we French? We are British and we are proud of it. We have the weirdest fucking things ever, and we then sent it across to the States.
And then got it wrong, and it became practically another system again.
Yeah, indeed,
if you
yes
want to measure the length in barleycorns, that is technically possible.
Possible, yes. How many John fathoms deep is that one? Mr. Jones and Bert have a bit of a fiddle with the coverings for the luggage. They are able to... It's not brilliant, but it will at least wrap the poor chap. Mr. Jones pulls out... You might call it a knife, or you might call it a small sword. It is a very, very big, very, very, very sharp bit of kit, because, put it this way, it goes through the canvas like a hot knife through butter. Well, actually, no, it's like a very sharp knife through canvas. Bert carries it over.
I'll go to take it from Bert.
Yes, very much so.
He's just going to faint on us. I don't need another problem.
Yeah. And yourself and the clergyman, who introduces himself. I should say, My name is Peter Green, Reverend Green. Heading towards, let us say we're heading towards Oswestry for to take up a parish up over there. Oh my gosh, this is quite poor man. I mean, as you manoeuvre him around, yourself and the Reverend Green. Interesting.
Reverend thing. Green, really?
Green. Sorry, I might have pronounced it grave.
But no, Green. Green is what I thought you said. Does Reverend Green not ring any bells?
Reverend Green, as in from
Lide.
Isn't that the one from Cluedo?
Cluedo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes.
I'm just wondering, this murder mystery ought to be quite easy to solve. We haven't got Father Brown, but we appear to have Reverend Green.
Now,
yes.
Can you
make me another perception check, please? This time you have a bonus.
Two plus bonus.
Oh, okay, so...
Sorry, this was another sort of perception one, didn't you say?
It is indeed. I'm going to say, is actually, at the moment, just Shim.
Just him, right.
Just Shim, because... So, you notice two things as you are wrapping him up, Shim.
Mm-hmm.
You notice, one, there is no obvious sign of a contusion, a bump. There is no particular blood anywhere on his clothing. But two, and slightly more importantly, you do notice, and here I am going to ask for another roll, that on his face is an abject look of horror and terror.
Ooh.
So, can you...
Some sort of
make
nerve?
A some form of willpower, steadfastness.
Steadfastness. Let's go with that.
Quite upset by it, but he is carrying on. And he does actually point it out and goes, "By Jove, sir, look at his face."
Okay, based on how I've been playing him, I think I have to be reasonably steadfast. So I'll put it at plus one, and let's see. Mm-hmm. That is a plus two total. Great.
Okay. We haven't really got your background at the moment, but you have seen worse.
Called worse.
So, yeah. Probably saw worse in the war.
Place a cloth over the poor man's face to ensure it doesn't disturb anyone
anyway,
else.
So
what are you trying to do, bleeding?
Oh, has he got a hat? I assume he's got a... Is his hat here?
You would have thought he should have a hat. He's probably... By the way, as you're looking at him, you would have said he is a man in his 40s, slightly balding... mutton chops, reasonably well fed, which is another sign that he's probably reasonably well to do,
mm-hmm.
farmer, he's not wearing a hat, nor is he wearing a jacket.
Another steadfast roll, Jim. No hat. No jacket.
Well, this is probably acceptable on a dead man.
He's still warm.
Is he
warm, or is he cold to the touch? Bone cold.
You are. I'm afraid he is cold like death.
No, you haven't checked properly. Use nature's thermometer.
Your elbow,
my finger. Yes.
if you like. Yes.
Wow, this, I wonder if the poor fellow caught his death.
It
looks like
him.
It caught him. Can we make a move now, please?
Finny Fisher. Are the ladies aware of what's happening?
The ladies are very much not aware of what's happening.
Okay.
Actually more interested in the fact that Toby woke himself up by the farce is now gone across, and the younger of the two ladies is actually making a fuss of him. Which is interesting because obviously she has no sense of smell. Because
how does she? No, sorry.
her mother is rather askanced by it, but obviously being a Victorian lady is not, you know, and has kind of pulled on her daughter a few times, but her daughter's paying no attention whatsoever. She has asked you what his name is. What does he like? Does he like feet? Does he like food? Basically,
does he like feet?
Are you just sharpening a pencil there?
What, me? No, yeah. I'm ticking peanut. Though I was thinking that, because it's tempting to...
Uses for 101 uses for dead cat, Simon Bond.
That is
one of the uses.
It's the pencil shoulder.
I can see the appeal. No, I'm going two-handed.
I'm just trying to think where we are going to put this deceased person.
The obvious place is back on the roof.
No, you...
But just in terms of how easy it's going to be to get him onto the roof.
Put him on the back.
Is the space on the back? If so, that would seem...
Well, what we might have to do is move some of the luggage from the back.
Prop him up on a horse. He's going to be fine.
Just put a loop around his ankle, tie it to a post, and off we go.
It would be really awkward if you fell off the horse and got run over.
Mm-hmm.
It might break a wheel.
So, move some of the luggage up onto the top, which I'm afraid is going to make it rather awkward for you guys.
I do feel like we should be allowed in the carriage if this is going to happen. I say, Captain.
I'm going to step out and carry Toby across to a patch of grass, making
sure
he stays out of the mud.
If they're going to,
are you addressing me, sir?
Yes, by God, I am, sir. They intend to cover this roof in detritus and debris, not to mention...
I believe they already have, sir, if you'll excuse me.
I shall splutter in Victorian impotence.
Excellent.
There was a bit of an epidemic of that, yes.
Try and choose a judicious moment when the ladies are not paying attention to... Just walk past him
with your arm.
Yeah.
Good heavens, look at that!
Very much that, yes.
No, my mistake. Wasn't the shooting star after all.
The spluttering will wear.
Just Weekend and Bernie's in.
Distract them
fine.
Enough.
Mr. Jones also helps. So between the three of you.
Yeah.
With Bert holding the lantern.
I really do think this is the most dashed impertinence.
steady.
I shall use a small towel I have with me to dry off
you're
Toby.
You're welcome to share his tarpaulin, sir, says Mr. Jones.
What, the corpses?
Yes.
Let's just be away. The sooner we go, the sooner we'll be at our destination. I'm sorry for this unfortunate gentleman, but I really must insist we continue on our journey as soon as possible.
No, you don't want to strain yourself, not with that that cough you've got.
The clergyman gets into the carriage after washing himself in some water that... Mr. Jones has for the horses. He washes.
Is everything all right, Reverend?
Yes, sir. I will maybe have a conversation with you when we get to the inn.
Ah, Ixnay on the Altra, yeah.
There is some spare water. I will also wash my hands, and I will.
Mr. Jones, mm-hmm. Is very happy with you, your good self. Looks at Nick sitting on top of the carriage, where there's pretty much no other room left, and says, and turns around to you and says, "If young Burke budges up a bit, I think there's probably room on the." On this ear seat.
Oh, if you wouldn't mind, but I tell you what, I don't suppose you've got a tot of anything about you that might.
I think we all deserve that, sir.
If nothing else, I think it might.
A flask is brought out.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Jones has a tot. He hands it to you.
Oh,
Lord Burt.
Being obviously, I will respect his.
I'd say, hey, really must insist
that as Bert is starting to take a tot, he flips the horse. Get on with it.
You know, it might be worth giving him upstairs a tot to quiet him down a bit.
What do you mean, God? Just pour one out.
I haven't given my background yet.
He looks at his flask, he looks across at,
I'll fill it for you when we next reach a pub.
Oh, we should.
Unless... Possibly if we don't get to a pub in time.
I didn't say we were.
Yeah.
We're less than an hour now from little place outside of Shrewsbury where we're heading to, so.
Can't help feeling sorry for him.
Luggage has been placed on the roof, has it? Luggage has been placed on the roof, has it?
They've kind of, and it's what they've done is they've chosen the pieces that are most look like they can handle being out in the rain a little bit more than the rest of it.
Okay.
So, for example, the lady's hat boxes. Are still very much covered over with.
I do hope it's all very tightly clamped down. There's no loose luggage that weather or someone could rifle through and see if there's anything.
You better check.
If you want to do that, some form of stealth skullduggery.
It's going to be tied down, I mean.
It is tied, but...
You know, some of the seams might have come loose.
Funny you should say that, because I'm a superb skullduggerer.
grave robber.
Absolutely the shizzlet.
Okay, so...
Body snatcher.
So I'm going to say for something that's superb, you've got to be reasonably specific.
By skullduggery, I basically mean pickpocketing, that kind of dexterous ledger domain. Is that specific enough?
I think so. So what you're doing isn't quite what you would normally do, because that's more involving the old bump and grab or whatever. And,
grind.
I was going to say bumper grind, but then thought, no, that's something completely
different.
Isn't
it?
It is, but it opens up many opportunities for burglary.
Indeed. Yes.
As Uncle Monty said.
I mean to have you even if it's about burglary.
Yes. So I'm going to give you probably a very small penalty.
Opening.
But yep. Definitely, you have the skill set to be able to do this.
So we've got a master criminal on the roof. Brilliant.
I've got a cough. That will be a great result.
Well, Shim, I don't know whether you want to just make a perception check. You are needing it to be more.
It was
better.
A rubbish
try.
I'm really good at this.
You're actually needing it to be superb, I'm afraid.
Astonishingly, I've actually rolled superb.
Oh, come on!
But I, to be honest, I think I'm between my experience, you know, the tot of whatever I've just had, the mm-hmm. rain, etc. I'm hearing him shuffling and banging about. I'm probably just thinking, oh, I wish he'd just settled down. He's just going to... Something's just going to fall off
you
the
don't
roof.
Bother. So, you could easily look back and see what he's doing, but you...
Yeah, so, I might sort of glance back, but I'm just probably not very interested.
That's not what an umbrella's for.
Yeah. I'm probably just thinking, oh, if I look back, he's just going to ask me again for something, and I just... I sort of mentally note the clatting around.
A very
but
short time.
That's how you get yourself alone with all the luggage.
Well, that's there you go.
What a team player!
I think Arthur. My name is Arthur. Arthur is a bit torn. He is sympathetic to this coughing man out in the rain, but also I was the one who just had to deal with the corpse. Thank you very much. So my sympathy is somewhat limited.
Bye, Arthur.
Okay, so Arthur kind of half glances back.
Settle down, old fella.
The umbrella is positioned in such a way to protect me from the rain, which is coming in the other direction.
In fact, let me also give you that bonus of the umbrella, let me push it back up to superb for you.
Ah, thank you, thank you, sir.
So, yeah. I think that's not a bad trick.
Yeah, so I glance back and I see you fapping about with the umbrella. Be careful with that, you know.
Sorry, let's just get there.
Okay.
Not long now, Jones says.
Okay, so...
French magazines. Oh, sorry.
So, in your looking, you do believe... that it's possibly the vicar's stuff.
The French etchings that gave it away.
There are some reasonably nice small
and concealable
silver
donations from the clergy.
You think you could probably maybe get a bob or two for some of this stuff.
Socks?
No, we're talking more about some of the stuff he's got amongst his socks.
It was quite a lot of stealing people's clothes. It was a really big business.
It was. Actually, that's a good point, actually.
Obviously, I'm not a criminal mess.
amongst the... You know, I mean, there's some quite nice clothing. Some of the undergarments are...
All right, come on. I'm not...
You know, if you want to steal a clergyman's drawers, you're more than welcome to. But there actually are some. He has also put some of his valuables in.
I'm checking the drawers for valuables because I'm basically. This is ordained. If I am able to steal the equipment, that was a Freudian slip. If I am able to steal the valuables of a clergyman from under his nose, that is basically God telling me that is my stuff.
It's funny that anybody else would say it was likely to be the exact opposite. That you are more likely dealing with my terrier's namesake.
And if I get away with it, then... That's God.
But you won't get away with it because eventually you'll face judgment.
No. I'm just doing what the circumstances God has put me in, and he's giving me the wits to get my way out of it. And busy hands.
You don't think you could probably... Well, you might be able to get access to another one, but to be honest, this is going to... Yeah.
I did notice Arthur glancing back at me, so I might... God has seen fit to bless me with this particular haul, and so I will. I'll perhaps cut my losses at that. Okay. See if I can get away with forgetting to give the umbrella back at the other end.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you are now going through quite a heavily wooded area. It is very dark. The rain is now starting to really come down hard. The horses slip a couple of times. It's pretty horrible. Mr. Jones turns to you and says, don't worry, lad, we're no more than about 10-15 minutes away now.
Trust your judgment, Mr. Jones. Just take it easy. No chance. No point us having ourselves an accident at this stage.
Yeah. John, can you just make me a little observation-y roll of the clergyman?
Okay, this is marginally better. That's a plus one, so that comes out as plus one. Good.
He's kind of sat there. He's obviously... He isn't Catholic, but he does appear to have prayer beads of some description or some sort of worry bead. He's very... Whatever was happening outside has disturbed him.
A bit of a brown study, eh? I hadn't better broach the subject again, because I get the impression he didn't want to discuss it in front of the ladies.
No, very much not.
And since I had a bit of a peek at what was going on out there, he's probably right.
Well, you saw that you kind of... When you went out to let Toby water the tree and also do probably one of the biggest shits you've ever seen him do.
He is one of the biggest shits. No, he's a good... In fact, he's a good dog, and I'm going to put him down as that.
You're going to put the good dog down, okay?
Yes, I'm going to put him down. Now, I'm putting Toby down as a good dog, and he is therefore an attribute.
He is indeed.
He's an asset.
He is an asset. He is one. He is not a minus two, but a plus one.
He's not a poor dog. He's a good dog. Who's a good boy, Toby? Yeah. Yes.
So,
I didn't see a lot, I presume, but I imagine I saw there was some.
You didn't see a lot. You did kind of see that there was some form that was lying down, and you saw... you don't know he's Arthur, but you saw Arthur and Reverend Green basically doing something. Possibly wrapping him in cloth or whatever. I could do.
Well, the Reverend is a man of the cloth. I'm sure he's got some on him.
And I could rather do with Nick. In fact, actually, everyone else can make me the role, but Nick will not. Yeah, as if by magic.
Himself.
Yes, my summon player ability kicked in. Nick.
Hello.
Okay, so you've kind of been looking through, and you've got all your, but you've secreted a few items now that are dotted around.
May otherwise be lost in the rain.
May otherwise be lost in the rain, and basically, can you just make me that there perception roll again, please?
Because it's
quite close to you now.
Well, that's reassuring. Thanks, Mark. Okay, I've rolled a fair. In general.
No. So that pushes it up to good. You hear a noise at the back of the carriage.
Where the corpse is.
There's where you know
the dead guy. Yes.
The corpse is on top of other luggage and bits and pieces, but you know, from that general area. There was kind of like a movement-y sound. Perhaps they didn't tie everything down properly.
I shall have a quick...
Shim, can Arthur just make me a roll now as well?
Of course. What would you like me to roll?
again, perception-y type thing.
That's a flat zero.
The horse is quite jangly.
I'm looking out for slipping, honestly. I'm a bit worried about the...
Yeah, Mr. Jones is quite expertly controlling them. He is actually has good control and is leading the team properly. You're going at a reasonable clip. He's definitely wanting to go a little faster than a slow walk, which is probably really what he should be going for. But he's doing all right. Bert is kind of holding on a bit for dear life. He's grabbed onto you a few times.
Steady now, lad, steady.
He's grabbed onto the thing. He's basically put the lantern back on the holder. You've just ran your eye and just made sure he's actually put it on properly so it's unlikely to fall off. Nick, can you just make me that roll again? You've got a plus two on it now, mate.
Because I'm looking in the right direction. That will be a poor result.
Poor. Okay, so you've rolled three
with the plus two.
Okay, that's fine. Don't worry about it.
With plus two, that's mediocre. Apologies. So three negatives.
So you got three negatives, so plus two. I've
rolled terrible. I go up to mediocre.
So you guys get a flat zero, yeah?
No, minus one is mediocre.
Is it? Okay. Well, that's fine. It's not a problem. They really haven't tied that luggage on properly.
I say there's something loose back here. I say, you may not want to lose your luggage.
Sir, we're less than 10 minutes now from the coach.
Well, that won't help if something goes missing, then I don't want to be blamed for it.
Coach and horses is less than 10 minutes away now. I promise you, sir. It'll be nice and warm inside, and I think the company can stand everybody a hot toddy.
Well, thank you. About your business. I will lean over and have a see what's flapping.
Oh, you're going to do that, are you? Fantastic.
Well, something might have come loose.
Right, okay. You'll be pleased to know. To be fair, if I looked like that, John, I think I'd be
in a murderous mood.
Yeah,
he's not a strangler, though, is he?
No.
It looks more like a stranglee.
Yeah.
Well, they all look like that, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
That's true. Yeah,
as you peer over the side, somebody is peering back at you.
Somebody?
Well,
it's alive!
It's a very... Unfortunately, there is a lamp. In fact, there's a lamp on either side of the corner of the carriage.
So you
can see very well. I think we'll go for a steadfast roll from your good self a willpower.
I am a nervous disposition.
Okay,
I'm at minus one.
Which is interesting because the roll itself, I'm afraid, is at minus two.
Perfect. So the best I can get is good, which I shall now do.
Of course.
Shoot. Okay. So my nervous gives me a mediocre result, which then drops to terrible.
Excellent. So... Arthur, Mr. Jones has just given another little story about other times he has been along this road and the fact that, you know, the reason why young Bert is carrying a blunderbuss is, well, there are people who have been known to, and suddenly behind you is the man who holds your umbrella gives a scream,
Lord,
that is unearthly.
Is there a Frenchman on board?
It is like somebody has sucked out his soul. It is very, very, very loud. In
Was
fact,
it like
in,
that?
Inside the carriage, you also can hear this scream. Can you all, in fact, John, can you also make me a steadfast roll? Please, and let me see.
I am
if
unrattled by this.
Seem worse in the war.
The Reverend has just passed out.
I wish I had. Maybe I did.
The matron is looking very concerned.
Well, it's zero all along the line from me. That's a fair result.
Okay, so there is something weird as shit happening out there. But
no, that loud fellow's probably just hurt his hand on a corpse or something.
The young lady's there going, well, perhaps we should sit. He sounded in such pain. Oh, Mama,
I fear you have overreacted, ladies. Allow me to just inquire as to the situation. I shall leave my head out the door. I say, driver, is there a problem?
I will be assuming that he has probably just fallen off the top of the carriage, which is probably my first reaction.
No, he hasn't fallen off the carriage.
He's jumped off.
Parasol would bring his fall.
He is holding on with his head down, and he seems to be trying to go down, or maybe he's trying to push himself over. That's what you can see.
He's Nick. Trying to what?
What you thought was a corpse, and in fact still looks quite like a corpse, is holding onto your head and is pulling you down off the carriage.
I am incoherent with terror and continuing to scream.
Towards him.
He's probably just cold.
And his breath is horrific. And he's trying to... And he's trying to bite.
Shit.
So this is obviously God rewarding you for doing that God's work that you were talking about. So
well, bring God up at a time like this.
Well, this is it.
Well, you know, you alluded to the fact that you apparently are sent to divinely liberate
the
earthly temptations from men of the cloth.
Bring it up then.
Shib, Arthur glances round. And he can see this is happening in the back. He glances back to the front. You are through the trees, and in the distance you can see the light of the inn. Mr. Jones brings the horses, and they are moving now at a bit of a canter.
Alive, it's alive, it's alive, it's alive.
Hang on there, old fellow. I will... So my aim is
now
to
you have no lips.
Call myself up and grab this man's legs before he can cast himself off the back.
That's basically what he looks like he's trying
to do. Yeah.
What he's actually doing is holding on for grim death.
Absolutely.
As he's being pulled over the edge.
Yeah.
However,
now it looks like you're riding a very early type of chopper motorcycle with your hands on his ankles.
I look less relaxed than is traditionally depicted.
Shim, I think feel some form of... Now, you've got a choice here. Mm-hmm. If you don't want it to be anything higher than good, you can go for some form of general physical abilities. So that would be a combination of both strength and dexterity. If you want it to be higher than that, I'm afraid I'm looking for those to be split
into
two. Or if you want them to be at different amounts.
Yeah.
So in other words, you can be a lithe but weedy person, or a clumsy but strong.
Kind of decide. So I think it now matters if he is some sort of clerk versus some sort of more physical trade. So that's what I'm trying to work out. Yeah. You know, is a shop assistant or something like that. That we might do a lot of lifting and carrying.
You've still got a reasonable chance of being reasonably fit, because, to be blunt, you know, it cost you a fair penny to be on the outside of this.
It's true.
This here, Sharabang. So, Nick, by the way, can you make me one of your legend?
Legends, did you say?
Legendary? I forgot, I can't say.
Legendomain.
Legendomain, that's the word I'm looking for.
Sleight of hand, was that what you were saying?
That's the word I was trying to say, yes. Sleight of hand.
Is that, what am I trying to do? That seems a bit...
No. So this is, what you're trying to do is trying to get out of his grip.
I was going to say, actually, I'm surprisingly lithe and acrobatic.
Well, no, I'm happy for that to be that you have to use that sort of skill. Now, again, this isn't quite the right use of it, but this, you are somebody who...
slippery like a kipper.
Yeah, can basically shrug off the long arm of the law.
Nobody says that.
Everyone says that where I come from.
Slippery like a kipper.
Yes. They are slippery.
Those well-known elusive things. The kipper. Given as the slip, that kipper.
The old amazing. Slimy kedgeree. So
that's haddock.
Oh, is it?
Well, it's usually smoked haddock. It can be pretty much anything,
to
be fair.
You
can have a kipper if you want, just to.
Or a kipper tie.
Smoke me a kipper, I'll be back for operations.
I have rolled whatever plus five. I've rolled plus two, and then I add plus three to it, minus whatever I get, because it's not quite the right
But
skill.
Even so, you manage to prize your head out of the...
I am quite used to getting out of arm locks and things like that.
Yes. Well, that's exactly it. You manage to prize your head out of the hands, and especially... Shim, can you make me that strength check now? Or
of course.
It's a common... So can you make me the dexterity side of it to get there, and then a strength check to basically give him a good tug?
Okay, so my agility type thing, I've
not
got a superb.
Okay, so you get a two-step bonus on your strength pull.
Excellent, because my strength is already at great. Muscularity, I've put down. So that is a great.
Okay, so you ship. So Arthur has basically spins himself around, manages to grab hold of the legs that are moving away from him at a reasonable rate, just as you manage to pull yourself out, and basically you kind of push away from the corpse, and suddenly you are not quite sitting on top of the driver, but you are a lot, you're very much at that end of the roof as opposed to the thing.
It's alive! It's alive!
Gods, man, no cause to throw yourself off the roof? What's this about?
Look at the creature! The creature wanted me!
What creature?
At the back, it's alive, it's alive. I'll bang on the window, which is like now behind me, into the carriage. It's alive! It's alive!
I will try and place a hand over your mouth.
Just pull the blind down carefully and latch it.
Come down, look, we're nearly there.
You believe me, don't you?
What are you talking about, man?
The I will vomit off the side of the carriage.
Okay.
You're doing very well in terms of, you know, the whole party thing. It's really working. I can't wait to spend more time with you.
I just got like a critical fail on. So thinking about it causes me to be physically sick.
I think the fellow's having some sort of episode. So, probably his chills got to him.
You owe me that carrot broth, by the way. I'll take it.
The creature
on the back, it's alive.
Okay, so interestingly enough, can both of you two make me perception checks? And in fact, John, you can make me one as well because you're doing stuff at the window.
A flat zero result.
Oh, good God. Mediocre for me, I'm afraid.
Okay, so
there's a lot going on.
I shouldn't have closed that blind.
No, definitely not. You both heard a thud.
Excitable fellow, isn't he?
But really, that's all. You don't particularly see anything.
The people in the carriage. We must warn them. It could get to them.
And just at this point, you get to the. To the inn. It is a coaching inn. There is a stables, and basically, as you come to it, there's kind of it's still there's the inn itself. Then there is a way for the carriage to come through, which is actually. You built over mm-hmm. the top of, and then the stables on one side, and then there's the inn on the other. You're in a reasonable courtyard. And the courtyard is lit. It is, after all,
aren't we all?
Only about
Gigi-in.
Half seven, 8 o'clock at night.
Mm-hmm. That was a reference to lit, as the young people say, it's drunk or otherwise happy.
You're contemporary, yes.
Indeed. Yes. Dr. Marsh, the youth.
I'm down with the kids.
In it.
So
Nicholas in it. Marsh.
What was the other one I learned the other day? It was very good. I can't remember it now, but it's just jolly good.
Okay, so the coach has come to a stop.
Bet.
Sorry.
Anyway, bet. As in,
yes. Bet soir?
No, just my bet. Fan? As in, bet.
You bet
you,
what?
It's like, you betcha. It's like, betcha. I say, Carruthers, would you like to go down to the Opium Emporium? And the kids today would say, bet.
To which you would reply, no, that would be at the bookies.
Not Ladbrokes, Carruthers. Come along. Anyway, sorry. I am going to roll off the coach.
Okay.
Get off! It's on the coach!
Okay, can you just make me a little physical check to... This can be your...
Okay, I was going to say, I want to be kind of acrobatic.
This can be your sleight of hand.
That would be purely neutral, but I have got a superb skill, so +3.
Okay.
So superb.
Wanting your larger domain.
Okay, so you basically slide yourself off and take a couple of steps back.
And then I'll turn and look at the carriage and yell, "Everybody off before it gets to you!"
You start to, you say, "Yell, everybody off before..." And you look round. And there is a piece of cloth there. But there is nothing in it.
Well,
and you realize
quite different from your own situation, as you've been touching cloth for the past 2 or 3 minutes.
Touching, he's been...
Sieving through cloth.
Swaddling the turtle.
It seems to have gone now.
Yeah.
What?
Probably about half a mile back, you heard that kind of thumping sound.
It's, oh, thank the heavens.
I'll open the door, step out and put the step down and say, oh, ladies, if I may offer you an arm in alighting, if you'll not think me too forward. Come on, Toby.
The older of the two ladies just turns around and says, get that dog away from me.
Come on, Toby. He's a good dog. He'll come around and heal. Probably squeeze one out just as she passes, you know.
Yeah. You or Toby. Oh,
come on.
Both.
She steps down. She steps out. Come on, Amelia. Come on. And Amelia comes out and says, she's
leaving. It's all right. Sorry about Toby.
Yeah. So Amelia kind of whispers to John, sorry, she's a bit like that. And just walks off.
Oh, she's a falter too, is she?
is still not moving.
Well, they really care. Oh, they're not related, are they? As far as we know, the Reverend. I was assuming it was one big family, but the Reverend's nothing to do with it.
No, it was a mother and daughter, and the Reverend. And then John's
Colonel Mustard, who, yeah.
Good Colonel.
He's a Colonel.
Sorry, you're not a Colonel.
More of a peanut. Does that work? Was that a joke?
Marshall Peanut.
Who can say?
there's a hope in your voice. Is that a joke? I just made the... Could that work as a joke?
I probably want to be trying to check on this man.
The darkness. It's coming. It's coming. That won't have killed it.
It's in the trees.
It was already dead. Don't you understand? And I'll grab Shim by the lapels.
Listen, old fella. I think you probably caught some sort of fever from the chill of the rain. Just get you inside. Get you warmed up.
I'm not going through his pockets while I do that.
Come on, come along inside.
Is it safe?
Obviously, he's caught a chill from all this weather. He clearly wasn't well in the first place, and he's got himself a bit feverish. We need to get him inside.
You saw it, didn't you, sir? I will look at John's character.
Yes, but these things happen.
Next?
We'll get him safely.
I'm afraid I saw nothing. Come on,
Mr. Jones. Steps down from the carriage. Kind of pushes young Bert off the carriage as well.
Yeah.
Gives the reins to Bert. Walks round.
Haven't we got enough reins, sir?
To do stuff with the court, with the body. Ooh. Where's the body?
This is what I've been telling you. It wasn't dead.
It bloody was.
Hang on, I'll try and unpeel myself. And go and take a look.
You saw it, sir. Arthur, with your name. I'm sorry to be so forward.
I've introduced myself.
You saw what
was
happening? You saw when you turned around, you helped me.
Thought you were trying to haul yourself off the back of the carriage.
You pulled me out of its grip, sir. I will eternally be in your debt. Not in a legally binding sense.
Any sort of financial way, yes. Obviously.
Obviously, the fever is worse than I thought. Perhaps there's been some sort of accident, unfortunate incident involving this corpse. But excuse me, sir.
I'm not sure we're safe.
Okay, so this
gentleman's attention.
Several stable hands have come out to look after the horses and so on and so forth. And indeed, the innkeeper. Is coming out to greet you all and to bring you into the inn.
Could one of you help this gentleman inside? I fear he's caught a fever from the chill of the rain.
I ain't taking nothing, copper.
You're not taking me alive.
Shim, can you just make me a little perception check?
They're well secreted in a place he wouldn't look. I just want to make that clear.
No,
he's a gentleman.
He's got to do very well to do that.
Mediocre.
Mediocre. Okay. You kind of got the impression that maybe that there was something on his skin, but obviously the rain's kind of washed a lot of it off.
Poor fellow, you've had quite a shock there. Look, let's get you inside, get you some fresh clothes, warm you in front of the fire, and a nice hot toddy inside you. That'll do you right.
That's very, very grateful, sir. Very grateful indeed.
Could one of you give this gentleman a hand getting in? It's not in the best of health.
So, have you climbed down now, John, from the carriage? The reverend.
Oh yeah, help people out.
Yeah, cool. Yeah. So the ladies have gone. The reverend's still in there. Isn't moving.
I'll lean back in. So, everything well with you, Reverend?
No movement.
Bloody aloof clergy.
As you wish, sir. I'll not follow you anymore.
Mr. Jones comes to the parish hall. Reverend, we're at the inn now, sir. I think you'll be far happier inside.
I think he may perhaps have dozed off in his contemplative mood. I say.
Is everything all right in there?
Don't you worry, sir. Just
I'm going to step out of the way because it's not really my business to go in.
No. So, Mr. Jones sort of kind of remonstrates a little bit and then actually steps into the carriage. And
what's happening in there?
Everything all right, Mr. Jones?
Arthur,
I'll be right with you there. You strapping lad there. Do help this gentleman inside. He's not in the best of health. He needs something nice and warm.
A man who is very large and basically, yes, he is literally about a foot taller than you are.
You are the brute squad.
Mm-hmm.
Gently puts his arm round you, Nick, and whether you wanted to or not, you are going inside.
I'm the man who's telling you to beat
it. You are sat down by the
fire before it gets beaten for.
And a hot toddy is placed in your hand, and basically your arm is lifted, and you are drinking it. Okay,
I'll just check the little silver trinkets in my pocket, and that will bring me succor.
Yeah, they have dealt with people who have been up on the roof for a little bit too long before.
Not like this.
Though they assume that, yes, exactly. But they kind of assume that you're basically semi-frozen.
Now I'm recovering my wits a bit, I am going to continue to milk the situation for all the hot toddy I can get.
Oh, you're assuming they're not going to charge you? First time travelling by coach and economy, is it?
That's a good point.
Meanwhile, back in the coach.
Mm-hmm. Well, seems to be the problem, Miss Jones. Reverend had a funny turn, has he?
Well, I've given him a bit of a shake, so... he was all right, wasn't he, when he went back inside?
He seemed it, but it's a bit of
the problem.
I'll sort of push past and try. I wonder if he's knocked his head or something.
He's still warm.
So I just feel around a bit. Is there a bump? Lift his hat, obviously.
Have you got any medical skills yourself?
I don't think so, no. That doesn't seem like something I would have. So very much just a case of, is there an obvious injury?
You put your hand on his head and his head is hot.
Oh, he's feverish.
he does indeed feel like he is has a fever.
We best bring him inside quick. I'll take his shoulders. If you can grab him by the boots there and get young Bert out to help us out, we can manoeuvre him out through the door there.
Okay,
I think.
So, I'm not going to make you roll. It's with several people helping, you were able to get him out. He has a strange greyish pallor. Just make me a little perception check there.
Mm-hmm.
Peanut.
That is nothing.
You think you've kind of seen this recently, but you can't think where.
Well, no time for worrying about things. I don't think I'm much of a worrier. I'm more of a doer. God, wonder if they're
John, the both... Reverend. See, well, I mean, they've actually physically are carrying him now into the hostelry.
He seemed quite all right a moment ago. Has the man fainted?
He seems to be running. According to you, Arthur, here he seems to. I've got a bit of a fever, sir.
My word, that's come on quickly. Well. He's better off inside, certainly.
Perhaps just didn't want to mention it.
Perhaps not. Still, better get out of this this rain, or we'll all be coming down with the fever. I'll head in to see to my room.
Mr. Jones is maybe a little bit older than you guys, and he's kind of looking over at him, and he's kind of trying to spot whether he's actually got any signs of anything like the Black Death or anything.
It's been a while since the Black Death, I think.
No, I know, but well, you've kind of
cholera
got stuff.
Cholera would be appropriate.
Well, you've
this
got cholera.
Time, yeah.
You've actually got Typhus. Black Death going on until well into the 19th century. Rather
That's,
scary.
That is true. Yes.
You know, it's sporadic outbreaks. But,
could be scarlet fever or one of those, you know.
Well, except that he does look rather grey.
Well, I don't know what scarlet fever looks like.
Grey fever,
grey pallor.
Sorry, I'm going to have to pack up shortly, Mark.
In fact, well, that would seem to be a good place. But however, can I just get Shim? Can you just make me one last? Kind of on your physical strength, your ability to.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
So, throw things off, shall we say.
So is that muscularity or is this something else?
Let's go with muscularity. Let's go with your physical fitness.
Then that is a good.
Nothing to do with your immune system, sir.
Fine. That's fine. You kind of felt a bit warm yourself for a moment, but. You're fine.
That's
where we'll leave it. You are all now either in the inn or going in there. Yes, we will see what happens. Now,
do
obviously,
we get,
the lady.
5
the
XP, Mark?
Sorry?
Do we get 5 XP?
Well, I'm afraid we would. But well, in fact, you can get as many XP as
Yay,
you want. But,
a
but,
thousand XP.
No, you're as you still haven't filled in all your boxes yet.
I haven't got a name yet.
You haven't got a name, indeed. So, hopefully, everyone's enjoying it so far.
Wow, that's really
yes.
Good.
Is it kind of feeling the right sort of Victorian-y and non?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah,
you know. Nobody's throwing spells.
It works quite well, I don't know, with us.
I mean, for me, it's something where I think we can riff quite well with it, and it's a simple enough system, but you've now got maybe sort of the beginnings of getting an idea what your characters are like, for example, and so on and so forth.
I'm not again story games in general. I just... I did like that.
This,
I did,
yeah,
do
but
enjoy
this,
it. I don't
this
mind.
Is,
try role playing, my dear boy. It's
yes,
easier.
Indeed. Now I'm gonna leave you all.
Thank you
and
very
I'm
much.
Madly
the stamina
down,
of the man.
I'm gonna madly write down all the names of the people that
Do you think we'll remember?
No.
Roger is the only one who'll remember.
I mean, I've got notes, so...
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Three pages of notes.
I might be smiling very nicely at you.
I'll send them over after.
Could you? Yeah, brilliant. Yeah.
You lot, send me your recordings.
Yes, will do.
So yes, so I need to put them on a different...
do you want them to go to the
email address, or do I just put them to the same one? It goes to everybody, doesn't it?
The general Morton all will work, though, won't it, Shim?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
thank you for doing the honour, Shim. Mark, thank you for GMing.
Yeah, that was tremendous.
Yeah, thank
all
you,
of you for collaborating in our creepy victory.
Call me a collaborator.
Yes, indeed. So we will see what happens in the Lonesome Inn next week.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye. Bye. I'm being attacked.
Cheers. Bye.